You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Emily earlier was asking me to recap the formula for men dating younger women.
Right. You're better at the math.
And I realize this because you're talking about that Superman actor. What's his name? Henry?
Cavill? I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Just Henry. We know.
Henry, the 32-year-old. He plays Superman.
He's all right.
Oh, my God.
He's okay. I mean,
and like, you asked me if he's following the formula because he's 32. His new girlfriend is a college student who's 19 years old.
Oh.
And so, no, the answer is that does not fit the formula, which is half your age plus seven. So that would be for him, a 23-year-old is as low as he could go.
Why would you want a 19-year-old? I don't, it's like, you can't even go to the bar with him.
13 when she was born. Is she like a gymnast or anything? Does it say what she's going to school for?
I don't see anything in here about it. It just says she's a college student.
I think.
Well,
I
good
could,
for her.
I could take her.
So half your age plus seven. Jeremy, if we're looking at you, then you could go as low as like a 25-year-old.
That's a sweet spot. I'd be good with a 25-year-old.
25-year-olds are so hideous with their metabolism and their perfect skin.
Six-pack abs.
And then you start thinking about guys who get into their 80s. Like an 80-year-old man, then the lowest he could date would be 47.
Which has probably happened.
So I'm sure, yes. Yep. Take a look at some of those multimillionaires
Hugh
out
Hefner.
There. Exactly.
He goes 20s, though.
Yeah, he's dating your girlfriend, Jeremy.
Speaking of that, there's a study that's out that really caught our eye.
Yeah.
And that has to do with the whoopee that is being made by older men.
Oh, my God. The boom boom is amazing because 25% of men over the age of 85 had sex in the last year.
85.
A quarter of men over 85.
Why does that surprise you?
Because you don't have the stamina.
Do you feel like the parts don't work anymore?
Parts and stamina.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and then also like the angle of it, like, you know, bad hips and
arthritis.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like it just seems like a painful situation.
However,
and you could die. Like
you
while
could
you're
die.
Doing
there's
it.
A heart attack. There's, you know, but my my big brother worked, and as did Jeremy, in a senior living facility
years ago,
and he would have stories about knocking boots that would blow your skirt up.
Some of the nurses would go into the room and stuff, and you'd see like a guy scamper out of the room like completely naked. They'd catch couples together all the time.
The place smells like Jell-O and Sex.
The little blue pill was very rampant. It was like passing in the halls type thing, you know?
Like, you would be proud,
like a drug
Testa.
Deal.
Yeah. Hey, Harold, you got
totally
a couple
a drug
pills
deal.
For me?
Yeah. My one of my brothers owned nursing homes, and his stories are legendary about the constantly walking in on the people in the nursing home.
Getting it on.
Visiting each other.
Like, and they're not too faithful. You know, they're hopping
you make
from
the
room
rounds.
To room.
Why not?
Seriously, they're putting you to shame.
It's like dating all over again.
It's exactly what it is.
Right, like dorm rooms.
And
yes.
It's like college.
There's panty raids at the nursing homes.
Big panties.
Raids.
Big panties.
Very, very large panties. But this actually should give everybody hope, and it should inspire everybody to know that as you get older, that might diminish a little bit, but it doesn't go away completely. Doesn't that
get a point where you just need to stop?
What?
Like, you just don't want that anymore, and you just should stop.
All right. Well, how about this? More than 30% of men aged 76 through 80 thought about sex at least once a week. So maybe when you're that old, you can just think about it, and it counts.
Well, the spirit's willing, but the body's not.
The spirit's willing.
I don't
think that's true.
I mean, old guys I know who sit and watch Dancing with the Stars just to see the pretty ladies, but it's like there's no way they could do anything about
why
it.
Why do you think there's no way? I just find it humorous that always the 30-something.
Because your body breaks down,
I love
man.
The fact that the 30-somethings constantly believe that older people are frail and don't have sex and don't have thoughts, that that's only the, you know, neighborhood of the 30-somethings.
No, I can see that all the way up to 70. But once we're talking about 85 year olds. Yes.
So,
all right. So fine. So
you should
at 85,
be glad because it gives you something to look forward to.
Sure. Like 85 is the new 70. Know. So maybe it's closer to 90. But if you think about you know, the circle of life. Men start off, you know, crawling, and then you start walking again, but then you circle back around, and, you know, it's just almost like, I feel like when you're that old, maybe just a kiss is okay, because it is like you're 11 years old and you can't really go all the way. You think about it, but you can't. And so, you know, you just do a little first base action and, you know,
over
you're
the
taking
shirt
care
action.
Of.
Well,
right.
Well, first of all, I don't understand why you care so much that they're, it's almost as if you resent the fact that they're doing this.
No, I don't resent
your
I would high five them.
You resent it. Like, no, you can't be doing it. You're too old. Just sit there in your
that
chair and watch television.
Absolutely not my attitude.
And it's like, I don't want them to do that. I want them to go get a motel room. Right away.
Are you getting a little sensitive because you're close?
Yes, I am.
To this age.
I not only want them to go get a hotel room, but I would insist that they take an Uber there, not drive themselves.
Right.
There.
What's an Uber?
There are some photos attached to this survey. Do you want to come over here and
no!
look at them?
I don't have to see the photos because, again, my brother was quite graphic with all of his
details.
Oh, I
saw some stuff.
You actually witnessed it yourself.
Like, a lot of times they wouldn't even allow the blue pill, and they would like confiscate him because it was so like,
why?
I don't know. Like, I guess there's liability issues, I think.
Right, because it can't.
Because there's sneaking rooms and things are going on that families don't approve of.
Well, and there's like heart pressure. There's like death involved.
Right, and
you know?
If you're trading those pills and you're on other medication, things can happen.
Yeah, you don't
kill
know
yourself.
How it, yeah,
but what, so
they
ridiculous.
Caught one guy with him, and he. He pounded like four of those pills just so the nurses didn't.
Wow.
And then he put his pants on backwards and went wandering the halls.
Nice.
And that was
it was a walking coat rack.
And we were playing ring toss with the poor guy.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.